seems like four groups. You have some that produce very little lint. When you see line 48 and line 52, those are the Mystic Alf Sleep variety collection numbers, not the PI numbers, obviously. I don't know what I did. Anyway, technical difficulties here. You just get fiber initiation around here on the more extreme versions of these. Line 243, we have made neuroisogenic lines out of this one. We have crossed this into DP5690 and then back crossed it five times. The lint percent of 11.6 hasn't changed after back crossing it five times. It's actually a DP569 in one line now. Line 52 has 23.6% lint, and it's very interesting. You have a lot of epistatic relationships here going on in these lines that either remove lint or maybe put more lint on. The thing we have not checked to see if these N1 alleles are the same, if there's been another mutation to them or not. This right here is DP5690. Hello, Rick. There we go. You can see fuzz all over. I should have told you that these are SEMs of 2DPA fiber. I'm sorry, 2DPA ovules. One of the observations that was made back in 2007, I believe it was, in a plant paper, was that these naked seed lines, their lint, grow slower than a normal seed. So the inhibition of elongation, too, with these lines. And that this is just reconfirming that first observation. Anyway, summary, we have quite a few naked fiberless lines, and they're all genetically different. They're all genetically similar. It's basically a variation on a theme. You have on the one side here, these three over here share loci N2 here for the MD17, N1 here, and N1 here. The 40L is a Uzbekistani fiberless line that also has fuzzless seed in the F2 progeny. This one here, the MCU5, is an Indian line that does not have any fuzzless seed in the F2 population. And the question is, are there others? My goal here is to develop lines, is to identify how many loci we do have that are involved in lint reduction, lint elimination, fiber, let's just say fiber removal. Down the road here, as we start looking for genes, we're going to have to know how many genes we're going to have to find. So that's one of the goals. The other goal is to develop lines so I can actually do this. I would also like to know the genotype before I start crossing them onto other things to maybe help find those genes. We're starting to cross these lines with pilos. Figuring that may actually help us identify genes that are involved in trichome initiation by using the same genes that are found in Arabidopsis. So I believe I said everything I was supposed to with all the confusion that was going on. I'm done.
Questions?
We
have one. Five. What do you think that's?
Oh, okay. Whoa. I need binoculars. Yes. A fuzzless? Yes. Yes. The N1 and N2 are probably homologous genes. One beyond 12, chromosome 12, and well, on 26, obviously. That has been reported so many times before. Okay. This is why some papers tend to bother me a little bit more than others. Okay. Next, any other questions?
What's the highest lead percent you think you can get with a bushel of seed?
The highest I ever got has been 23.6. I have not tried to develop these into lines to produce. My goal has been to find, well, develop populations and to try to go after the genes that are mutated.
I remember Fred Waddle in S1B talked a lot about Louisiana Brown then.
Uh-huh.
He had a high length percent for a small, you know, but a near naked seed.
Right. I think you want a near naked. You don't want a naked. These are relatively naked. Dick Olive's group has been working on this. They did basically a mutation, and they found lines that have low fuzz, but yield pretty well. And actually, they gen a lot easier than some of the other seeds.
That's why he was interested.
Right. I was talking to Tom Kirby right after lunch, and we're talking about why different lines have different lint percents. It was talking about DP50 having a lower lint percent, not as high as production. And there may be some kind of allele in there. Locus said is actually inhibiting that process. We need to find out what these are. And if we do, maybe we can improve the lint percents in a lot of different lines. So, yes, I'm working on the dark side, but the goal is to become, you know, non-evil.
Joe, do you have any last comments?
No.
I think we'll wrap it up for the day. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.